Good morning. This is Chris Wirtz. Great to be with you for Morning Devotions. Australians generally don't have a very high opinion of televangelists. They're the preachers on TV. They appear with their highly charged sermon or talk, urging you to consider eternal issues. Now, I've got no problem with them, except when it comes to money, and I think that's where they get unstuck. Their reputation has certainly been marred. Send me your donation now and I'll pray for you. You probably know what I mean, and they like to shout. Not all of them are like that, of course, but one of the better-known televangelists from America was Jim Baker and his then-wife, Tammy Faye Baker. Do you recall these people? They were the one-time king and queen of religious TV, and the big news of the time was that he was sentenced to prison. In 1989, Jim Baker was sentenced, would you believe, to 45 years in jail. Extraordinary sentence. He was convicted of fraud, asking his viewers to donate money for houses that didn't exist. So he was a man who had respect, fame, fortune as the most successful televangelist in the world in the mid to late 1970s. So this harsh jail sentence was changed to 5 years imprisonment, but the damage was already done, and Jim Baker and his wife were laughing stocks around the world, and it did a lot of damage to the church. Not long ago, Larry King, on a live TV show with both Jim and his ex-wife, was there on CNN, and it was apparently an extraordinary, powerful television event. And Jim Baker said this: "It was like God had walked away from me. I know millions of people have gone through experiences saying, 'Why me?' But it was my faith in God that got me through. My faith was growing after 5 years. I had to forgive everyone. I learned that prison was God's plan for me." And it was amazing television. He was released, being found not guilty, but he lost his wife, his money, many friends. He lost his reputation. And the hardest thing he found was forgiving himself, and his dishonesty and sexual misconduct resulted in his divorce. And a lot of people in the church, of course, lost a sense of respect for him. It's one thing to forgive others, but it's something else to forgive yourself. Many people beat themselves up for the mistakes in the past. It's not easy, is it, to resolve this? Forgiving yourself. There's a tendency in us to hold ourselves more accountable than we do to others, to being hard on ourselves. And forgiving yourself is simply letting go of what you're holding against yourself so that God can deal with you and God can help you move on. And if you've confessed your wrongdoing to God, made amends where you can, you really don't need to be crippled with self-hate. And how soul-destroying it is to say, "I hate myself, I despise myself." And that self-image gets into big trouble. So many Christians say, "Well, look, I can forgive others, but how can I ever forget what I've done? I know God forgives me, but I can't forgive myself." But then again, when I think about it, life is full of choices. And whilst forgiving yourself doesn't take you off the hook, it doesn't justify it, but it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually about courage. God wants you to move on, to acknowledge the wrong and the sin. Don't stay in that same bad, sad state and move on. You can with the help of Jesus, our Saviour, who died on the cross, taking your sins and mistakes. So the reality is you can't change what happened in the past. You can't restore lives to where they were before whatever it was happened, but you can make a difference in the lives of other people. You can give back some of what you might have taken away from people. You can't live life without forgiving yourself. And if you're serious about this, it can change the direction of your life. You might have woken up this morning sensing a feel of dread and mistakes and sins, and you think, "How can I turn back the clock?" And, of course, guilt, which is another interesting subject, could have taken over your life. Remember that Jesus died for your mistakes. Gracious God, I often try to excuse my own failures because I want to be free from the feeling that I'm unworthy. Lord, it's easier to accept your forgiveness than to forgive myself. But Lord, I'm growing as a person. Help every single moment to be lived as a new moment. Amen.